Some of you may know of Padre Pio. He was an Italian Franciscan who died in 1968. He was canonized a saint in 2002. Today, if you go to Italy, you know that he is by far one of the most popular saints in Italy, second probably to just the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Francis of Assisi. Padre Pio, like Francis of Assisi, received the stigmata, the wounds of Christ in his own body. Cardinal Dolan of New York, in his book, To Whom Shall We Go?, tells of meeting an American World War II veteran at Padre Pio's canonization. During the war, the vet was able to meet Padre Pio and told Cardinal Dolan this story. He said, "I went to see Padre Pio, and I was as skeptical as could be. But I thought, well, I'll go along. Maybe I'll meet some nice Italian girls down in southern Italy, because I don't believe in this fraud." As it turned out, when Padre Pio came to greet this guy, the American demanded, "Show me your wounds," because the Vatican had ordered Padre Pio to cover his stigmata. The wounds were covered with gloves. The guy said again to Padre Pio, "Show me your wounds. I don't believe you." Padre Pio looked at him and said, "Show me yours." The man says, "Well, I don't claim to have the stigmata. You do. Show me your wounds." Padre Pio only said again, "Show me yours." "What are you talking about?" the man said. He just did not understand. So Padre Pio explained, "Well, we've all got wounds. We all bear the stigmata. We've all got the wounds of Christ. Mine, for some strange reason, happen to be visible. But so what? You've got them too. You're carrying some. I can see them." With that, the guy began to weep. Padre Pio said, "Come with me." They went into the confessional where Padre Pio invited him one more time. "Show me your wounds." The guy admitted that he was bearing a tremendous cross. He had landed with two of his buddies. They were pinned down by machine gun fire. He went ahead and left them behind, even as they yelled out to him, "Please come and get us." But he didn't. He left. He escaped. And he said that this was a nightmare, a wound that he had worn for a long, long time, one that he was finally able to reveal to that holy man. That story speaks to me because on occasion, I might meet somebody who's angry at life, or angry at the church, or angry at God. And if I said, "Show me your wounds," I'll bet you some of that pain has been buried for a long, long time. Some of our wounds, like this vet, come from suffering that is the result of selfishness. But some of our wounds, like Jesus, come from suffering that is a result of love. I think Padre Pio was right. We've all got wounds. We all bear the stigmata. The gospel for today is always the gospel for the second Sunday of Easter, Divine Mercy Sunday. The familiar story of Thomas's refusal to believe that Jesus is risen until he could actually touch, physically touch the wounds of Christ. I think it is very important to note that Jesus' wounds are part of his resurrected body. They were not erased. They were transformed. Offer our prayer to the Lord, ask Him to erase our wounds, to take away our pain. We all have wounds and pain that we bury for a long time. And they keep us from the life and the joy that God wants for us. As we beg the Lord, Lord, erase my wounds. But just as God did not erase Jesus' wounds, He does not erase ours either. Rather, He transforms them into something beautiful. Not only in our lives, but in the lives of other people. Pastor Rick Warren, in his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, is right on target when he says this: God never wastes a hurt. He never wastes a hurt. In fact, your greatest ministry will most likely come out of your greatest hurt. The very experiences that you have resented or regretted most in life, the ones you wanted to hide and forget, are precisely the experiences that God wants to use to help others. They are your ministry. I have seen that happen in the lives of many, many people, where people's greatest sense of passion and purpose flows precisely from the greatest pain that they've experienced in their life. And a transformed wound is something beautiful we have to offer this world. Today's gospel, Thomas says to Jesus, "Show me your wounds." Perhaps also, Jesus says to each of us, "Show me your wounds. Show them to me. Bring them to me. Give them to me in this Eucharist. And no, I will not erase them, but I will transform them, that you may have something beautiful to give to others."